This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Schlom. NASA's Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescope Array, aka NuSTAR, has been detecting supermassive black holes hidden deep in the cores of galaxies. The discoveries of these hidden black holes means that there are likely many more of these objects than previously believed. Joining us to talk about the discovery and NuSTAR in general is Daniel Stern, project scientist for the mission at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Daniel, start with telling us a bit about these newly discovered objects. How are they different from the other supermassive black holes previously detected?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. This study that we just had a press release about this week is about a handful of supermassive black holes that had been identified from an optical survey, and there were indirect hints that there were very massive and actively accreting supermassive black holes in the centers of these galaxies. But previous studies in the high-energy X-ray regime, where you see material, very hot material, very close to the black hole, and one of the most direct ways of studying supermassive black holes, these previous studies were at lower-energy X-rays and really couldn't penetrate down to the material closest to the black hole.
So why is NuSTAR particularly adept at finding them?
Yeah, so NuSTAR works at the high-energy X-rays. So we work at slightly higher, more energetic X-rays than previous X-ray satellites like Chandra. And we actually focus the light, so we have a change in technology compared to previous satellites, which buys us about a factor of 100 greater sensitivity in these high-energy, very penetrating X-rays. We study the universe in similar energy light as used by doctors and dental X-rays, and we're able to see material that's buried behind a lot of material. With this recent NuSTAR study of these supermassive black holes, we could see material very close into the black hole and really figure out how luminous, how bright these actively accreting black holes are.
What does this tell us, perhaps, about the anatomy of galaxies in the universe that we didn't know before?
NuSTAR is allowing us to really study how many black holes are buried behind lots of material. We're coming up on about 53 years since the discovery of the first quasar, and quasars are supermassive black holes with a lot of material falling in on them. But really, for the first 45 years of work, mainly we could just see those black holes that didn't have a lot of material around them. And with modern satellites like NuSTAR and the WISE satellite and the Spitzer Space Telescope, we're able to see the full census of black holes in the universe, the ones that are heavily buried and the ones that aren't very buried. And what we're learning is that most black holes actually have lots of material around them that hides them from optical surveys.
Briefly, for you personally, what do you most enjoy about your work with NuSTAR?
I enjoy the mysteries where we find things that confuse us.
Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Daniel Stern, project scientist for NASA's Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescope Array, or NuSTAR. The report is a production of NSPR. Visit us at mynspr.org. We get support from the Gateway Science Museum. Check them out at csuchico.edu/gateway. Our engineer is Matt Schultz. I'm Dave Schlom, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.